and welcome back to the Royal Flush. I, of course, am your host, Burberry Brett. You can find me on Instagram, BURB3RRY_BRIT. And we have on here tonight, we have Kane on here.
Yo.
Been a minute.
Hey. Fuck my Instagram. Whatever. Yo.
And we also got Mr. Apollo Reed on here. Say what's up, Apollo.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's going on, everybody?
I'm saying.
Yo, Bill Cosby is a rapist. Still, I'm not going to get off that. Just to... He said either we fucking or I'm fucking.
Yo, one nigga said, yo, Bill Cosby.
Yo, come on, Cliff, man. Yo, man.
All right. Doing the family thing and shit. I mean, Bill Cosby did the family thing. He took the mom, he went to the aunt.
Here we go.
Went to the cousin. That nigga wasn't playing. That nigga wasn't playing, man. That nigga, if Thanos was real, that nigga would be happy because half the victims would have disappeared at the end of the movie.
Oh my God, this guy is crazy.
See, you see what I'm saying? You see what I go through, right?
Oh my God.
Oh, I ain't say nothing wrong. Like, what you mean? He's a rapist. The man rapes.
It's just the fact that
it's what he said. He's a rapist. The man rapes. Like what?
The man rapes. That's a pastime. That's a hobby of his. That man rapes. The last documented rape was 2004. What was you doing in 2004? We were like in fucking. What were we in? Fucking 11th grade?
I think. I just would like for people to come forward about information before motherfuckers try to do something positive in their life.
I mean, Bill Cosby's always been positive, though. That's the thing, too.
No, I mean, like, you know, he did his comedian shit. He did his show, and then he was just coasting for a while. He wasn't really doing anything. He was just being Cosby, and then when he tried to buy this fucking shit, all of a sudden these motherfuckers was, oh, he raped me.
I think
they never remembered. All of a sudden,
on a lighter note for Bill Cosby, I think both of his children died. I'm not sure. I think he has two or three. Both of them died. So I'm, you know, as morbid as it sounds, I'm glad they don't see the image of their dad like that. You know what I mean? That's outrageous. Because imagine, you know, you hold your father or parent or somebody in high regard, and that was the end of their life. This happens to them. There's really nothing you could do, and it tarnishes the legacy of the whole entire family.
I can see the positive in that. I definitely can see the positive in that.
Yeah.
How long are you trying to put him in jail for the rest of his life?
I mean, he's got nothing. He's got no life left. He's probably done this year. If we're not burying Bill Cosby this year,
yo, Cliff.
You see what I be dealing with, like, yo.
That man is dying this year. That man is fake blind right now.
Like, are
that
you
man.
Saying like Tupac died or like?
Nah, that man's figuring something out right now to die, because there's no way.
So, oh, you basically saying he's going to make sure he doesn't serve no time.
I mean, he's going to serve it, but he's definitely going to die. He's definitely, because you got to look at it, your health depreciates in the jail cell. They don't have the stuff that you would need out here, the resources and all that stuff. He's going to die from depression. Anything's going to happen to him where he dies. And, so, you know what I mean? Offenders, child offenders, actually, have the life expectancy is very low in jail because they go and they fucking get killed by somebody who, you know, who's bigger and badder than them. And, you know, Cosby,
besides for the fact that most of the people in jail who would be in there with Bill Cosby probably don't believe he did it.
Nah. Yeah, but somebody, you know, somebody gonna fold Cosby up and doggy style him.
Well, he's gonna be something.
How was that attractive to any of them niggas in there after being
yo?
You in jail so rape. Long, I don't even think it matters.
He rapes
an old man, hey, but you know he rapes. What? So it's, you know, I can if imagine, you, I ain't going front. This is gonna sound crazy. I can imagine certain niggas in there who are in there for life, who are looking for a goal, And one of their goals in life is probably to fuck one of them stars that walk up in them jail still.
Exactly.
And that's there's probably dudes in there with those ambitions. Like, yo, fuck it. I ain't getting out of here, so I'm going to have to look for some positives in this bitch. I'm going to get me some booty.
I'm going to tell you what. With the East Area Rapers, the Golden State Killer, any jail he goes into, somebody's going to kill him. Because you gotta look at it. The inmate, whoever kills him, is going to live an infamy higher than that person.
Yeah, they're looking for, they want that on their name.
Yeah. So somebody definitely going to fuck Bill Cosby up and rape him.
Yeah, they're going to be like,
the rapers going to get raped.
I made that boy cry.
I don't know. I don't really know how to feel about it. It's like, first of all, I'm kind of sad that these women never came forward faster. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish they would have came forward when it happened. You know what I'm saying? Instead of 30 years later.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, think about what that would have done socially for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? That would have changed the climate then. You know what I'm saying? A lot more people wouldn't have been as scared to come forward.
Yep.
You know, and then they would have stopped him from doing anything further, because then he would have been in jail from that point. Granted, he wouldn't have been doing all the things that he did for community, which helped us, you know, for scholarships and things like that, and mentoring programs and after school programs. He has done a lot. You can't take his accolades away from him. However, you know, if he really in turn did do these things to these women, then, you know, if they would have came forward a lot sooner, a lot less people would have been in harm's way, going through craziness, having to go through, you know, therapy and things of that nature to heal the wounds that he inflicted. You know what I'm saying?
He's a rapist.
Well, I mean, we know that already, but what I'm saying is I wish
he's a rapist.
Stopped him previous to being, you know, the fact that he, how old is he now? Like fucking 80 years old? Like, what is this really? You know
what I'm saying? Rapers out of here. I thought R. Kelly was the next day. I thought he was done after that. I'm waiting for all these rapists to get
King,
out of here.
King, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You think any of these women who are taking this guy to court, you think this is the only time they've went through this?
For him in general? Or
No. Any of the women that came forward about Bill, do you think this is the first time that this has happened to them?
No.
Exactly. These women that do this kind of stuff do it so that they get good at it, so that later, if they want some money, I could probably get something out of this one or that one. Or
yeah.
You know what I mean?
But some of them know each other. This is the thing that bothers me about it. I mean, Bill Cosby already took the hit, but they know each other. Like, you know what I mean? You bring a broad to your crib, she know what you're about with the fucking that you put pills and shit. They come over there to feel nice. Whatever happened, I mean, obviously he did rape them or he did take advantage of them. And because they felt nice, maybe it was like, oh, you know what? That was nothing. But obviously as years pass by and you start to reflect on certain decisions you made in the past, then you're like, oh, you know what? That was rape. Like, most, they probably didn't consider it rape until years later. They probably were like, oof. I was blacked out drunk, or ooh, I was really blacked out when we did that, Bill.
See, that's the whack part, is that keep that same energy. You know what I mean? Like, keep the energy you had from jump. If you didn't see it that way, and that wasn't the vibe you got from it, don't create that vibe later to get some money out of the nigga.
Yeah.
Especially at this point where he's a fucking old man. Like, really? Like, come on, yeah. Like,
I'm saying, how old is he? Like 80 something? Let's see.
He's like an old, like, girl. Like,
he's definitely older.
Huh?
He's definitely 80.
He's at least 80. He's at least 80.
And what is this? What is this doing for these women right now? Are they getting a settlement out of this, or is he just going to jail?
They're most likely getting a settlement. I don't think any one of them care about snitching on a motherfucker, because clearly that they could have did that years ago if it was no money involved. It's just whack. It's whack.
I don't know. I just hope this whole situation gives people the courage to come forward way sooner than 30 plus years after the fact. That's the only thing I really want to drive home in this. You know what I'm saying? Like, if something really happens to you, if you feel as though somebody's harassing you,
you know, if something happens that you just don't feel good about, say something about it at that point, people. Like, don't wait. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that does something for your credibility. You know what I'm saying? If something, somebody really did something that serious to you, why did you wait that long?
Right. If it really affected you mentally and you know what I mean, as much as you say it did in the courtroom.
Exactly.
30, 40 years.
Like, that's a lot to harbor for any, you know what I'm saying? Like, just a, man.
Yeah. It's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just sent y'all a video of, they were like, yo, hey, Bill. And he turned around. He's blind right now, but somebody said, yo, hey, Bill. He turned around.
Damn. Why? See, this is how you make all of us go to hell by accident. Like, this is it right here.
Whoa.
Now I have to watch
no,
it.
No.
They're like, yo, hey, Bill. He's like, yo, you blind? I'm like, yo, oh, shit. He got caught out there.
What was that?
He got caught out there, man.
That wasn't even a regular, like, reaction, son.
Just... Yeah, he got caught out there.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.